God has no problems, and neither do I. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. All burdens fade when I know who I really am, God. All burdens fade when I know who I really am, God. This is quite an important concept for us to become aware of. And today we'll talk about it a little bit. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, with the thought for today. All burdens fade when I know who I really am. Yes, we so often forget who we really are. We think that we're just a hunk of flesh and clay. We are subject to all the physical experiences in life, that we're subject to all of these things that go on in our world, and we think that whatever we see is what we are. And in truth, that is what the case is. Whatever we see is what we are. Now, what we'd like to do is to select what we want to see, just like we select the movies that we go to. We select the movies that appeal to us, that have value in them, that have magic in them, that make us feel like we are 10 feet tall, that make us feel just wonderful. So it is that we choose the experiences we have in our life. Whenever we are facing something that is rather difficult or overwhelming, we feel that's the end of the road. That's the end of the road. What are we going to do now? What can we do to make our life into a beautiful expression rather than the sordid thing that has come to us? The body with its illnesses. Oh, yes, we know about that, don't we? The body with its pain. The body with its diseases. The body with all of those things that destroy us and disturb us. My, yes, we concentrate on, and then we have them, surely. And what about our relationships and our experiences with other people? Oh my, do we have burdens to bear there? Yes. And what about our job? Is it what we really want to do? Is it really what makes us happy? Or is our job something that we would just as soon stay home in bed? And what about our family? Our mother, our father, sisters and brothers, our aunts, uncles, cousins, grandma, grandpas, maybe our wife. Maybe our husband, and our children, or even our grandchildren. How wonderful. Yes. Yes, all of these things, they seem like they're something that is making a demand upon us for its attention, making a demand upon us and making us think that these are burdens that we must bear. Well, the master teacher said his burden was easy and his yoke was light. So surely ours should be the same way. And ours is the same way when we know who we really are and we begin to express it. All burdens fade when I know who I really am, that I am God. When we know that we're in charge of our world, that we are the ones who put all causes in motion to bring all effects in our life, then we don't get angry at ourselves. We don't say, why did I do such a stupid thing? All we do is say to ourselves, hey, I could have quit hitting this. I'm going to quit hitting my hand with a hammer because that hurts. I'm going to quit saying that I'm not nice. I'm going to quit saying that I'm a bad, bad person. And I'm going to start saying, I am beautiful. I am good. I am pure. I am expressing now God in me as me, the divine in me, and I am bringing the divine forth in my life as me. You see, it's a choice we have to make. All burdens fade when I know who I really am. And let's have these burdens fade away now as we know who we really are and call forth the divine that we really are and be that divine. Now, a lot of people have strained a long time on trying to find out who they really are. One of the proverbial eternal questions is, who are we? Why are we here? What is our purpose in life? You know? I know. Would you like to answer? We are here to be ourselves and have fun.
We are here to enjoy life. We are here to be whole and perfect. We are here to be an expression of the divine in us. We are here to express in this body everything that is good and pure and beautiful and wonderful right now. And whatever we're thinking about, that's what we're expressing. So let's begin to express the purity, the goodness, the wholeness, the majesty that we are right now. Let's begin to look at ourselves that way. Yes, perhaps it takes a little imagination at first. Perhaps it takes a little bit of thinking at first and saying to ourselves, oh my goodness sakes, I think those thoughts. That's why I have those experiences. Yes, that's right. So now, if we're going to have good experience, if you want to learn mathematics, you go to school and you learn mathematics and you concentrate on mathematics and you become away as a student of mathematics. If you want to become a student of the piano, a student of opera, a student of ballet, a student of anything, you go and study and you come away accomplished as a person in that field. Well, if you would like to be a master of life and enjoy all that life has to give, then let's go to the school of life. And our particular school is right inside of us. And when we are happy, then our school is teaching us a great subject. When we are unhappy, our school is teaching us a sad subject. Let's take those sad subjects and put them aside. Put them aside. If you're not interested in science, if you're not interested in this, don't study it. If you're interested in joy and peace and harmony, if you are a gymnast, if you like sports, go and study it. If you like literature, go study it. Why do we have these other subjects? Because people like them and people take them. But at the same time, they force everybody else to take them too, to say that they have a general education, to say that they're fantastic, that they're joy, that without that, they're not a whole person. They don't know what it means to be literate, to be reading good literature, to understand good music. They don't know what it means to understand how children are born. They don't know what it means to understand what good diet is. They don't know what it means to do all these things. Hey, we don't need that. There are those who do want that. And they study in those areas and are very competent. And we bless them and we release them to that wonderful study. I am not a harpsichordist. I cannot play the harp. I cannot play the flute. I can play saxophone and clarinet. I used to do that quite well. But I've given that up and I haven't done it for ages. But I do the things that delight me. I do the things that reveal the divine in me. And the divine in me is revealed in being myself and having fun. Are you ready to be yourself and to have fun? Are you ready to walk the path in life that's exciting to you? Are you ready right now to be all that you are and all that you ever will be? Are you ready? I think you are. I think you are ready to realize that all burdens fade when you know who you really are, that you're God. When you know who you really are. We've been told by philosophers, psychologists, psychiatrists, we've been told by theologians, we've been told by mothers and fathers, we've been told by everybody who tells us anything, hey, be yourself. Be that beautiful person you are within. Be divine. Be wonderful. And when you're sick, and your mother and father, sisters and brothers and family come to the hospital to see you, they say, be whole. Be whole, be whole. And you see, it's up to us to be whole. It's not up to them to make us whole. It's up to us to be whole by our putting the thought in motion for ourselves. And then, it's interesting, they're so surprised when we decide, hey, okay, I'll be whole. And then the disease is gone and all the problems are gone and we're whole and perfect. And they say, wow, what did you do? Well, you told me to be whole, so I'm whole. And all the burdens fade, and I know who I really am. I am whole. I am wonderful. I am divine. I am glorious. I am God. I am so fantastic. Oh, my dears, what a wonderful life we have if we would just open our heart and listen within and realize who we are. You are more wonderful, more beautifully made, more fantastic than you could ever appreciate. So let's begin today just starting at the base and know that we're here to be ourselves and have fun, whatever that may be. You hear a lot of these people like Bill Gates and Dell and a few other people who quit college and went on to do their dream. And true, they became the wealthy men of the world and their business were a great success, but they did what they wanted to do. They did what their heart told them to do. They did what they knew was God in them expressing mightily. Be yourself and have fun. And let all your burdens fade as you know who you really are. You are wonderful, and I love you beyond all measure. Have a lovely day, and know that my love is with you always. I love you. I love you. I love you.